from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sy Musiker. The Bay Area was buzzing with events this weekend, from Fleet Week to a bluegrass festival, the America's Cup to a Giants playoff game. And a lot of people took public transit to get to those events. Here's BART spokesman Jim Allison.
It was our busiest weekend day ever on Saturday, with more than 319,000 people taking BART. It shattered the previous record from 2007 when the Bay Bridge was closed down.
And if you ride BART on a regular basis and think the trains seem more crowded the past few months, Allison says you're right.
September was our highest average ridership of our 40-year history. And already in October, three of the weekdays last week are in our top 10 ridership days.
And other Bay Area transit agencies are also seeing record-breaking ridership. Christine Dunn is public information officer for Caltrain.
In June, we set a record for all-time historic high of over 50,000 average weekday riders.
Dunn says Caltrain ridership has been up 25 months in a row. Randy Rentschler works on legislation and public affairs for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, the agency that manages funding for Bay Area transit agencies. And Mr. Rentschler, we have historically high gas prices and a resurging economy. How much do those factors influence ridership numbers? First, the economy.
Well, look, I think they are the drivers. You know, I think folks in the Bay Area forgot what a boom we had back in the year 2000, when transit ridership did hit records, toll crossings across the Bay Area toll bridges hit records. So I think we're having a resurgence of those macroeconomic issues, and of course, public transit is part of that.
And how much do gas prices affect ridership? Is there any way to put your finger on that?
There is some evidence to show that when gas prices go up, people do drive less. We do think some of those people are moving to public transit.
What about demographics? A lot of the high-tech jobs in the Bay Area are going to younger people. What about their commuter habits?
Young folks who are coming into the labor markets are making a choice either to, let's say, live in San Francisco, pay a little bit higher rent, and as a result, make a choice not to have a car because they can get to their job with public transit. We are seeing that in the data, in the research, in the public transit world, that this new generation of people are not as car dependent as their parents were right now. Now, maybe that'll change. Maybe the economics are part of that, too, where because of the story of the economy, they haven't really had a chance to afford a car.
So this is good news for the bottom line for transit systems. Higher ridership should mean fatter fare boxes, right?
Well, I think it is for the agencies, because the agencies have been suffering a drop in sales tax revenue. There's been cuts from the state, so it's nice to have some ridership and actually get folks to pay to use it. That's a good thing. I think for folks who are riding on BART and riding on Caltrain, you know, they're feeling it because they can feel the sense that these systems are really at or near their capacity, and they're having to stand up for the ride. But on our side of the block, you know, look, that's a good news story. We want that problem.
Caltrain did restore four trains to the midday commute on October 1st, and BART has extended service on its Richmond line by an hour in the evening. But what is the risk if transit systems don't add more service and the trains become so crowded people are turned off by the experience?
Well, look, I think that's a risk, particularly for BART, and the reason is that the amount of car miles, that's a way to measure it, that BART has to put out there to meet its service demands is greater than almost any place else in the country. They're just running the wheels off those cars, and those cars are 30, 40 years old, and there is a plan to replace that fleet.
By 2018, it's going to take a few years.
Look, it's going to take some time, and I think that the good news in the Bay Area is we got more than BART and Caltrain. We got ferry boats with plenty of seats. We got bus service for many people. We got lots of empty seats on people who do casual carpooling and get across the Bay Bridge and other bridges at half price. We have folks driving alone, too. So one thing the Bay Area has, and you're seeing it pay off right now, is we have a big, complex, but also flexible public transit and private transit system with cars that works pretty good, unlike many cities in America.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Randy Rentschler works on legislation and public affairs for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. I'm Sy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.